Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, If This Was a Movie, a Standalone Single Dad Nanny Christmas Romantic Comedy, is a Holiday Romantic Comedy, by Morgan Elizabeth, built around familiar but effective genre ingredients, second chance romance, a single dad and nanny setup, forced proximity, and a Christmas season backdrop. The story follows Jules, a romantic comedy enthusiast who once believed she met her soulmate on New Year's Eve, only to discover he had a family and cut him off. A year later, after a series of setbacks leave her in need of stability, she is drawn back into contact with Nate, the single father she met before. His daughter, whose Christmas wish is for her dad to marry the real-life version of her favorite doll, adds a playful and emotionally direct engine to the plot. The novel uses dual point of view, humor, and festive sentiment to deliver a polished rom-com experience that balances sweetness, spice, and holiday wish fulfillment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a Christmas rom-com built on second chances and missed timing. The core appeal of the novel comes from its second chance structure, but it is not a standard reunion story. Jules and Nate are connected first through an almost romantic encounter that collapses into misunderstanding, then through a later set of circumstances that forces them into each other's lives again. That delay matters because it gives the romance a built-in question of timing rather than simple attraction. Jules believes in romantic destiny, yet the story tests that belief by showing how easily a promising moment can be lost when context is unclear. When the pair reunite, the narrative does not rely on an elaborate external conflict. Instead, it uses the gap between what they thought they knew and what actually happened to create tension. This makes the romance feel rooted in emotional recognition rather than sudden invention. The holiday setting strengthens that effect because Christmas stories often emphasize renewal, forgiveness, and the possibility of a different ending. In this book, second chances are not just romantic. They are practical, emotional, and seasonal, which gives the plot a clear rom-com identity. Secondly, the single dad and nanny setup turns domestic life into the romance engine. Nate's role as a single father and Jules' arrival as a temporary caregiver create a setup where everyday responsibilities become part of the romantic structure. This is important because the book does not depend on adventure or suspense to move the relationship forward. Instead, childcare, home routines, and shared living arrangements create repeated contact and natural opportunities for intimacy, conflict, and vulnerability. The nanny dynamic also shifts the romance into a domestic register, where the characters must observe each other in unguarded moments. Nate is not just a love interest. He is also a parent trying to manage family life, and that makes his decisions carry emotional weight beyond attraction. Jules, meanwhile, is not simply placed in the household to generate convenience. Her presence links her need for shelter with his need for help, making the arrangement feel reciprocal rather than arbitrary. This kind of structure is common in romantic comedy because it compresses emotional development into a believable setting. The book uses that framework to make affection grow out of cooperation, proximity, and family logistics rather than quick declarations. Thirdly, the daughter's Christmas wish gives the story its emotional center. One of the most distinctive elements in the novel is Nate's daughter, whose Christmas wish is for her father to marry the real-life version of her favorite doll. That detail does more than provide a cute premise. It gives the story a child's emotional logic, which sharpens the contrast between innocent hope and adult complication. Her wish functions like a narrative spark because it turns Jules from a stranger into someone the family is actively, if unknowingly, oriented around. It also reinforces the book's holiday romance tradition, where Christmas wishes often mirror emotional truths that adults are too cautious to say aloud. The daughter's perspective raises the stakes of the romance by making it about more than personal satisfaction. Nate is not only deciding whether to trust a new relationship, he is also navigating what kind of family environment he can offer his child. This adds warmth without making the book overly heavy. The result is a story that uses a child's belief in magic to support adult romance, a classic holiday device that helps the novel feel sentimental without losing its comic tone. Fourthly, dual point of view and rom-com microtropes shape the reading experience. The book's use of dual point of view is significant because it allows readers to understand both Jules's romantic idealism and Nate's quieter, more grounded emotional position. In a romance built on miscommunication and delayed recognition, dual perspective reduces distance between the audience and the characters while preserving the tension between what each person knows and what each person assumes. This structure is especially useful in a rom-com, where internal reactions matter as much as external events. The story also leans into recognizable microtropes such as forehead kisses, dirty talk, food care, and the kind of intimate gestures that signal emotional progress in small increments. These details matter because they make the romance feel cumulative rather than abrupt. Instead of relying on a single dramatic confession, the book stacks small moments of attention and desire until the relationship feels earned. The result is a romance that is designed for readers who enjoy visible chemistry, explicit but lighthearted payoff, and a steady escalation from annoyance or caution to mutual attachment. The craft here is less about surprise than about precision in delivering familiar pleasure points. Lastly, the novel plays as a self-aware tribute to holiday films and comfort reading. The references to life-size and enchanted signal that the book is intentionally framing itself as a love letter to nostalgic feel-good movies. That matters because it shapes the expectations of the audience and explains the novel's tonal balance. Rather than aiming for gritty realism or structural innovation, the book embraces the logic of holiday entertainment, where coincidence, charm, and emotional reassurance are part of the appeal. Jules's identity as a lifelong rom-com watcher reinforces this self-aware quality. She is not only living through a romance, she is interpreting her life through the language of movies, which gives the narrative a playful, meta-romantic layer. This approach helps the novel stand out within the holiday romance category because it does more than repeat familiar tropes. It organizes them around a clearly stated emotional promise the experience should feel cozy, funny, festive, and satisfyingly predictable in the best possible way. For readers who want a seasonal book that knows exactly what it is, this self-aware nostalgia is a major strength. The book succeeds by treating rom-com conventions as a feature rather than a limitation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a holiday romance that is light, familiar, and emotionally direct without sacrificing chemistry or charm. Fans of single dad romances, nanny setups, second chance love stories, and Christmas-centered comfort reads will find it especially appealing. It also fits readers who enjoy romantic comedies that openly embrace genre conventions, instead of trying to disguise them. The practical benefit of the novel is simple but effective. It offers a fast, festive escape with clear romantic payoff, warm family dynamics, and enough spice to keep the relationship from feeling overly sweet. Intellectually, it works as a strong example of how contemporary rom-coms use familiar tropes, dual POV, and domestic proximity to create momentum. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its very specific blend of movie nostalgia, holiday wish fulfillment, and a heroine who views love through the lens of romantic comedy itself. That self-aware framing, combined with the single dad and child-centered Christmas setup, gives the story a distinct identity inside a crowded subgenre. It is designed to satisfy readers who already love this formula and want it delivered with polish and seasonal energy. If you would like to support Morgan Elizabeth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.